99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up. On demand. Got a relationship problem? Let the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show screw it up. This is free therapy.
Hey, Emily.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. Will you go ahead and walk us through the message you sent us?
Yes. Okay. So I had a question for you guys, and I wanted to know whether or not you think men could ever change their minds about whether or not they wanted to have kids.
Oh,
that's a big one.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm asking because I just got out of a really long-term relationship. My boyfriend and I were together for 10 years, and we just kept going back and forth about whether or not we should have kids. And I really wanted to, and he didn't. And eventually it just led to us needing to break up because it's something that I really want. So he told me that he wanted to have kids, you know, a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I brought that up when we broke up, and he said he only said that to make me happy.
Oh.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we officially broke up, but we've been kind of keeping in touch.
Yeah.
And I just get the feeling that he's going to come back. I don't know when, probably like, I don't know. The talks are kind of serious. It sometimes feels like he'll come back to me soon and change his mind. But I just feel like if all of a sudden he said he wants to have kids just because we ended it, like, I don't feel like he would change his mind like that, at least not seriously. So I feel like I shouldn't believe him, right?
That's tough. I mean, my gut is saying, like, I mean, that's a huge issue. I feel like that you know that about yourself. And if he already admitted that he just said that to make you happy and he knows how you feel...
But
I don't know.
I think there is the ability to grow and mature, and, you know, maybe
possibly.
I don't know if a few weeks is enough time to grow and mature into the fact that you're like, yeah, I guess I could see having kids.
Well, I'll tell you, I was not one of those people that just knew I was destined to be a parent at all times. Mm-hmm. I was really kind of like, I don't know. And then I got married, found the guy, and then I was like, okay, well, that's the guy I want to do that with.
All right. Well, Emily, there are several people already texting in to the show here, 502-571-9970. So if, I mean, that's not an easy situation to be in for sure.
No,
but,
and I feel like you would always be in the back of your mind wondering, does he really want the kids? Or is he, again, just trying to go with what I want?
Exactly. Or start to resent me.
Yeah.
In some way.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for letting us talk to you, by the way.
Yeah, and I hope we can get you some clarity either way.
Yeah, thank you guys for any advice.
Yep, 502-571-9970 on text. That's just a tough, that's tough.
It is really hard to say because there are some people that look at their children after they're born for the very first time and fall madly deeply in love with them.
Yeah, and
things before you couldn't have even imagined that.
Right, right, right. It's your new normal.
Right,
you know,
but
whatever.
There are others that look at them and just like, eh.
Yeah.
Stacy says, if you've been together for 10 years and he doesn't know you're the one that he wants to start a family with, you need to move on, not allow him to manipulate the situation. He's always going to be back and forth to keep you or purposely not give you a baby. Hashtag mental health awareness month.
Oh.
That's really good.
Yeah.
And then Haley chimed in with, I'm 100% with Kelly. I was never the girl that knew I want kids. I've always loved kids, but was on the fence if I wanted them myself.
Right.
Met my husband. Now we have a one-year-old son. I truly believe when you find the right person, those things fall into place naturally. Hate to say it. She needs to move on.
Stephanie commented on Facebook, don't give a man a chance to not choose you twice.
Ooh.
Dang.
Ooh. Oh.
All right.
I'm 100% that.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Hey, is this Andrew the Love Doctor?
This is.
Andrew.
Andrew the Love Doctor.
We need an expert.
It's been a minute, hasn't it?
It has. So what do we do with this?
I tell you what. This 10 years should have been enough time for this guy to figure out whether he really, really wants kids or not. Her mindset is exactly correct. If he comes back, I think one of the reasons he'll come back and say, yeah, let's have kids, that's going to be an excuse. That's not going to be a reason. He's going to get lonely, especially after spending that much time with somebody for such a long period of time. Yeah, Kelly, you were right. You just got to find the right person to do that with. He's not the right person. I don't care what he says. I don't care what he says in his mind. It's not him. She needs to move forward and end this relationship or any kind of relationship she's got with him. I know it's tough. I really do. But all she's going to do is spend another couple years if they get back together. And then, you know, he said earlier, I only said it to make you happy. Well, right. What's that tell you? That's what he's doing to do this time. He's not the one. I'm just telling you right now. It's not it.
Well, yeah, she'd never really feel confident that he is telling her the truth if he's already lied saying, no, I just said that just to make you happy.
Well, and there was nothing that he said that didn't say that he never wanted kids. It was just maybe he doesn't want them
with her.
Exactly. And if he lied about that earlier, that's a pretty big thing to lie about. It's not like you're lying about leaving the toilet seat up, guys. It's
exactly.
Like, no, it's, absolutely. You guys are spot on.
All right, Andrew the Love Doctor, we missed you.
Keep on loving, my guys.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Now, Dylan is rolling in, though. He is that guy. I married my wife 2 years ago, and I didn't want children. So we sat down, had a long talk about it. Eventually, I gave in because I knew she really wanted kids, and it was the best decision of my life. So maybe this will happen to him as well.
Well, and yeah, I think you and I are both kind of agree on that where, yeah, maybe if you were anxious or worried about kids, the burden of kids, it, like someone said to me a long time ago, it's like if you're waiting for the perfect time to have kids, it's never going to come.
No. And there is another point, too. How old is he? If they've been together since they were 15, he's 25, saying he doesn't want kids. He could change his mind as he matures. Now, if he's 40, he's been saying he didn't want kids since he was 30. He's not changing his mind.
Yeah.
That is one point. I don't know the age we're dealing with.
Yeah, I don't either. All right.
Oh, it's a lot. It's heavy.
There you go. Free therapy. If you want to continue commenting, you can. And Katie brings up a good point. Hey, what else has he said? Quote, just to make her happy.
Oh, yeah. Maybe trying to be the guy that she wants him to be, but instead maybe he's really not authentically.
Yeah, maybe he's not the guy she thinks he is. And anyways, putting on a mask for so long. It's interesting. All right. Well, if you want to continue commenting, you can. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that. At Ben and Kelly Show.
So many layers.
Yeah, definite layers. That's free therapy. Don't know if we helped.
I don't think we did. I'm confused.